Just when Bali bombing survivors thought their dream of a memorial park at the blast site was about to become a reality, they've been bitterly disappointed again. Yesterday, the Indonesian owners of the vacant land finally agreed on a price to sell, but they're now seeking additional compensation of up to $10 million for lost earnings, potentially stopping the deal. Indonesia correspondent David Lipson filed this report from Bali.
On the Kuta Strip, it was welcome news, a breakthrough in negotiations and finally the chance of a memorial park for victims of the 2002 attack.
Finally. It's good, something finally being done.
I think it'd be very nice instead of a car park.
And I think somewhere to sit and have a quiet coffee, whatever.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But for survivors, it was yet another day of hope, then crushing disappointment. Jan Lazinski from Melbourne lost five mates in the bombings.
In one way, I had tears of happiness. I was so happy when I heard the news. And then I had tears of sadness again because I'm thinking, here we are, we've had another delay.
During the meeting in Bali yesterday, described as tortuous by one attendee, the landowners agreed to sell the vacant lot where the Sari Club once stood. The figure, $4.9 million. But before the handshake, a new demand, compensation for lost earnings and costs incurred in the 17 years since the atrocity. Chairman of the Peace Park Association, David Napoli, is leading negotiations on behalf of survivors.
So we thought we'd settled and agreed the price so there'd be no dispute. They set the price, we agreed. So although it was a lot more than I'd expected, they had the evidence to support it. But then hitting us with a compensation package was just a real kick in the guts.
Even more so, he says, because a hard figure for compensation remains elusive.
The compensation package is quite unclear to me. Is it $5 million? Is it $10 million they're seeking?
He's offered $500,000 additional to cover costs, bringing the total offer to $5.4 million for the vacant lot.
So you've agreed to a dollar sum.
Yes.
Far greater than what you have in the bank. Is there anything that you can tell us about where that money may come from?
Well, the answer to that is I can't.
But someone has informally given you a nod and a wink, have they?
They have, and I think... And that's been really encouraging and really helpful and a tangible display of support.
The Prime Minister met with the Peace Park Association just over a week ago, and the opposition leader has offered bipartisan support. For Peace Park advocates like Jan Lazinski, hope is still alive.
It means the world to the victims. It means so much to the actual locals there. This is so important that we never forget what happened on October 12, 2002. We don't want to see this ever happen again.
And that's Peace Park advocate Jan Lazinski ending that report from David Lipson.